CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back many years. They're all informational. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. And you can even check out some of the job openings that we might have somewhere in the United States, once in a while, even outside. If you're interested in my political ramblings, that's really easy too. Just go to nationalfreedomforum.com, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information. Again, follow the instructions. And if you do that, you will get my political blog postings usually every day. I'm pretty religious about writing those. There's so many things in the news. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog, click on it. And again, put in your information and you can check out my home related blog postings. If you need to move anywhere in the United States, we can help you sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards. We can help you get discounts for household goods. We can help you get a mortgage. And if by some chance you have a loved one who needs to go into a senior community, we can help with senior placements. We have relationships with the best senior communities all over the country. We can help you choose one that's cost effective for your family. If you've missed any of my shows and you can't live without my pearls of wisdom, all you have to do is go to TalkZone.com, and there you will see all of my podcast hung, and you can catch up on any of the shows that you might have missed. So we always start the show with seeing the train coming, and the train that's coming in this next week or so is the January 6th hearing circus, Trump impeachment trial number 3, and the same cast of characters are involved. Jamie Raskin, who ran one of the impeachment proceedings, Adam Schiff, who ran the other impeachment proceedings. These characters hate Donald Trump. They simply hate Donald Trump. And then you got a couple of rhinos who are also Trump haters. Liz Cheney, who's running for re-election in Wyoming and likely to lose. And Adam Kissinger from Illinois, who's not running because he knows he would have lost had he run. So in any case, here we go again. So now we're going to see this cast of characters parading during prime time. They're having this hearing prime time. It's a big production. And they're attempting to prove or trying to say that Donald Trump was behind the insurrection. Now, what they're failing to tell people is that just 2 days before, Donald Trump approved 20,000 National Guard troops to be ready to go. They were approved. And none other than Fancy Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bow Wow Bowser of Washington, D.C., stopped it from happening. Trump said, here's National Guard troops for your at your disposal. All you have to do is call them up. They were ready to go. This was on January the 4th, folks. The Electoral College vote was on January the 6th. Now, clearly, if they thought there was going to be a problem, why didn't Fancy Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, has not been subpoenaed to testify, why didn't Mayor Bow Wow Bowser of Washington, D.C. get subpoenaed to testify? Neither one of them has testified in this January 6th circus that's taking place. Why weren't they subpoenaed, folks? Because it's not about the truth. This is about, I mean, they are so desperate to prevent Donald Trump from running for president again, because they know that if he runs for the Republican nomination, he will get it. And if he is the Republican nominee, he stands a very good chance of winning. And they are desperate. They have tried everything to destroy this poor man in the last 5 or 6 years. They have dragged his family, you know, through the dirt. They have dragged him through the dirt. The FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA all colluded in lies with the Russia hoax. You know, Russia turned out it was Hillary Clinton behind the Russia hoax and her campaign had nothing to do with Donald Trump. But here we go again. We're going to have another impeachment circus around the January 6th riot. You know, already I think about 750 people who did participate in that riot one way or another. I mean, if they happened to be at a McDonald's in Washington, D.C., and they were carrying a Trump flag, they probably were arrested, for God's sakes. So these people, you know, while Antifa and BLM burned down cities, killed people, died, cops injured, you name it, for an entire summer all over the United States, they walk free. And these people who rioted at the Capitol, they're in irons. They're carried away. It's like Les Miserables, you know, never to be seen again. Their lives are ruined. Now, I'm not saying, folks, that people who committed crimes shouldn't be prosecuted, but there were no weapons at the Capitol. They did not burn down the Capitol building. They did not injure any member of Congress that I know of. They keep saying that 150 cops were injured in this process. Well, I want to know who and how, because these rioters had no weapons. They had nothing they could have injured them with. So I want to know how these 150 Capitol Police were injured. Doing what? They let them into the Capitol. They opened the doors, for God's sakes. And so we're not getting the whole truth here, folks. This is another political circus designed to destroy Donald Trump. We see it for what it is. It's just an extension of the 5 or 6 years that they have been working. The deep state, the socialist, aka Democrats, fake news, rhinos, they have all been trying to destroy Donald Trump for the past 5 or 6 years. Maybe this is the last effort. I don't know. I've never seen such a resilient man in my life. A lesser man or lesser person would never have survived the political attacks that Donald Trump has survived in the last 5 or 6 years. You, only a tough New Yorker could have survived these attacks that never stop. A lot of it's lies. A lot of it's baloney. Trump said to his supporters, march peacefully, let your voices be heard. At no time did Donald Trump ever tell them to break into the Capitol and attempt an insurrection or attempt, a coup or something ridiculous as is being claimed. But you have to understand, we're hearing the same lies from the same people. Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff, we're hearing the same lies from the very same people that have perpetuated these lies for more than 5 years. They leak this information. Why aren't these people in jail? Why isn't Hunter Biden in jail? If any of the Trump children had done all the things that Hunter Biden has done with his father, the crook, who took bribes from the Chinese, took bribes from the Russians, took bribes from the Ukrainians, the Trump kids would be in jail. And yet Hunter Biden, the Picasso that he is painting paintings that sell for $500,000. And, you know, he walks free. How are these things possible, folks? We live in a country of unequal justice. We don't have justice. The lawyer who was involved in the Clinton campaign, who did the Russia hoax, he walks free, folks. James Comey, who's a liar, the former FBI director. Andrew McCabe, who worked for the FBI, another liar. These people, they get gigs on CNN. They walk free, and yet they commit perjury. Clapper and that other character who was another big liar, they walk free. You know why, folks? The deep state protects their own because they're all in it together. They're all feeding at the trough. They're all getting rich on the American taxpayer. They're all basically benefiting from our money. And they're all living the good life down in Florida for the winters. Not only does Donald Trump go to Florida, a lot of these people, a lot of these crooks go to Florida for the winter. Joe Biden, he vacations on the beach in Delaware. Yeah, I mean, you know, the country's falling apart, and Biden goes to the beach between his afternoon naps. So, I mean, folks, look at what's happening in our country. So you're going to see this January 6th circus. You're going to hear about it. You're going to hear fake news talk about, oh, all the bombshells that have been exposed. There are no bombshells, folks. There's nothing. There's no smoke here. There's no fire here. Yes, there was a riot at the Capitol on January 6th. Yes, a lot of people went to jail because of their participation in that riot and probably should have. Yes, a lot of people have been persecuted as a result who probably shouldn't have been persecuted. So we have to see everything with a grain of salt because you can't believe what you hear from the Democrats. Most of what comes out of their mouth are lies. It's just that simple. And so you're going to see this January 6th deal, and it's going to be prime time, and it'll probably be on for the next 6 to 8 weeks, all summer. This is going to be like a soap opera. All summer, we're going to see an episode of January 6th and what you need to know. And oh boy, there's going to be some magical secret that's revealed that somehow ties directly to Donald Trump. The goal here, folks, has nothing to do with the truth. This is all about preventing Donald Trump from running for president of the United States in 2024. That's what this is about. That's what it's always been about. You can't believe a word they say. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources Coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the second segment of our show today. You know, I want to talk about fixing our public schools. The reason this is so important is because half the kids in our country cannot read or do math at grade level, and inner city kids are way below grade level. And even though education, public schools, university, colleges, it's a $1 trillion-a-year industry, and yet we are graduating kids from school who are functionally illiterate, folks. I wouldn't care, frankly, you know, theoretically, because my grandchildren go to private schools. However, as a patriot, as a citizen, as a taxpayer, as a former public school teacher, and as an employer, again, this is a business show, we have got to have kids in this country who can read and write and do math. And so the notion that the schools that have been run by the teacher unions for the last 30 years and their socialist, aka Democrat pals, have driven the schools to the ground. And so we have a public school system here, folks, that's failing our nation. And remember, let's never forget, we have to compete with China and other countries. How do we compete with other countries if our kids cannot read or do math at grade level and inner city kids are way below grade level? How do we compete? I don't know how. And I know, you know, this may be the first generation or two where their parents and even their grandparents were better educated than they're being educated today. And why is it happening? Because the public schools have lost their way. They're focused on teaching or indoctrinating kids with left-wing critical race theory, Marxist, racist, revisionist, fake history. They're focused on the LGBTQIA agenda, and I'm not anti-gay, folks. I have no problem with gay people. But the notion that they want to discuss sexual orientation with kids in kindergarten who don't even know their primary colors or how to read is ridiculous. The notion in the fourth and fifth grade in our school district in Reno, Nevada, that they've got a sex education program where they're not allowed to say boy or girl, and a boy is now a body with a penis, and a girl is now a body with a vulva. Now, that would all be fine and dandy, but most of those kids in fourth and fifth grade can't read the word penis or vulva. So what are we teaching kids here today? First of all, it's stupid. It's ridiculous. But we need to focus on reading and mathematics and science and social studies. And you know, the conclusion that I've come to, and unfortunately, it's not going to get better here, folks, as long as Democrats, aka socialists, are in control of any state, any school board, any state legislature, any attorney general, any governor's office, because in order to fix our schools, there's going to have to be incredible battles. And those battles revolve around putting school choice in place so that all parents can choose the school they want to send their kids to. Let's face it, folks, rich people have these options. It's the poor and the middle class that can't afford private schools. They're stuck with public schools. They don't have a choice because there's no school choice. We have to get rid of teacher tenure. Can you imagine the battle it would be to get rid of the unions, to get rid of teacher tenure so that bad teachers can be fired? I mean, right now, once a teacher teaches for 3 years, they get tenure, and it's almost impossible to fire them, no matter what they do. Okay, so unless we get rid of teacher tenure, which will be the mother of all battles, folks, because the unions, they'll strike, they'll go crazy. We're going to need very, very, very tough, presumably conservative Republican politicians in the governor's office of every state, in the state legislatures, on school boards, in the attorney general's office, because there'll be litigation. We're going to need very, very tough politicians in these offices if we're ever going to fix our schools. We need merit pay for good teachers. Absolutely. I want to pay good teachers more. We need to get rid of probably 20% of the administrators in the four layers of bureaucracy at the federal level, at the state level, at the county level, and at the local level so that we can get more money to school sites to pay teachers more. And I might emphasize good teachers, bad teachers. I don't want them employed. I want them gone because they're hurting kids. But good teachers need to make more money. There needs to be merit pay. There needs to be bonus programs, both for teachers and administrators, that achieve results. At the end of the day, it's about achieving academic achievement. And so we obviously have to look at curriculum design. And by the way, the union should have no say whatsoever in what is taught in our schools. Their job is to teach what they're told to teach in terms of the curriculum design that's approved and adopted by a school board and really by the State Board of Education. So unfortunately, I wish there was a quick fix here, folks. But I know the politics of this. And I know the things that need to be done. Every one of the things that would be needed, the reforms that would be necessary to fix our public schools, every single one will be an incredible battle because the unions will go crazy. They will strike. And this has to be like when Ronald Reagan had to deal with the air traffic controllers and they went on strike. He fired them. He fired them all. Well, we may be in a position here, folks, where teachers who go on strike illegally have to be fired. What else can you do? Now, is that going to be difficult? And parents are going to go crazy. But here's the reality. The kids today in many of our public schools are getting a rotten public education. And you really have to think through the implications of all of this, folks, because if kids get a lousy education, they often end up in poverty. And these are the kids in poverty that often end up in crime. They commit, not all of them, of course, but many of them, you know, they turn to crime because they're desperate. They're poor. They can't get a good job because they don't have marketable job skills, and they end up in crime. These are also the kids, you know, in our public schools, when we talk about the mass shootings, and we have these kids who come from dysfunctional families who are often bullied in our public schools, who then become the bullies. And then potentially, not all of them, but a small percentage, become these mass shooters. So many of the problems that we see in our society have as their foundation our public schools. Unless we can get our public schools in improving the quality of education, we cannot improve academic achievement. I have tried for months in Reno, Nevada, where I live, to get our woke school board to put a quality education task force together so that we could focus on the reforms that would be needed. They won't do it, folks. They won't do it. Now, they do have their social justice task force in place to push critical race theory. That's happening. They do have that. They did just hire a new superintendent who's totally incompetent, coming from a school district up in Washington State that had, she was the superintendent in this school district outside Seattle for 10 years that had far worse results in academic achievement than the school district she's coming to in Washoe, Nevada, where I live in Reno. And so they hire this woman who has a terrible track record. And unfortunately, for better or worse, history is the best indicator of future performance. This woman has failed miserably. And this is the woman they've hired to be the new superintendent of our schools in Reno, Nevada. So I look at this, and while I would love to say all we have to do is elect conservative school board members, which, oh, by the way, we're battling to do in Reno, Nevada, as is the case in many, many school districts across the country. We're fighting that fight. But I know it's more than just that. I know that there are laws that have to be passed at the state level. I know that you have to have a Republican governor, or I won't be a Democrat, I can assure you of that, who's willing to sign into law many of these changes that need to be enacted by a Republican state legislature. I know that you need a Republican attorney general to defend these laws that are no doubt going to foment litigation from the unions. I know where this is all going. And I wish it was just a quick fix. I wish it was just as easy as electing a conservative school board. We do need to do that, no doubt about it. That's where the fight starts. But that isn't where the fight will end, because many of these laws and things need to be changed at the state level. We need a state legislature who's committed to improving the quality of education. They cannot be owned by the teachers union, which means they can't be Democrats, because the Democrats are owned by teachers unions. President Biden right now, who's owned by the teacher unions, is out to destroy public charter schools. Most of the kids that go to public charter schools are poor kids of color. Yeah, they're poor kids of color. Most of them are in our inner cities, and there's huge waiting lists to go to these public charter schools because there's only so many seats. Biden and his education department under Miguel, whatever his name is, Cardona, they're out to destroy public charter schools, which is one of the few good things that's happened to public education in the last 10 or 15 years. They're out to destroy them. Why? Because the unions can't control them. The unions hate public charter schools because they're not unionized and they can't control the curriculum. Folks, I was a member of a teacher union years ago. And years ago, when I was a school teacher, unions, teacher unions, like all unions, focused on working conditions, pay, benefits, pensions, that sort of thing. That's the least of it today here, folks. They want to control our children and grandchildren. They want to tell us how to raise our children and grandchildren. They want this woke curriculum, this critical race theory, which is nothing more than Marxist, racist, revisionist fake history, teaching children to hate other children, that all white people are racist, that all white people are oppressors, and that all people of color are oppressed. Really? We've had our first African-American president, for God's sakes. We have our first African-American vice president, for God's sakes. We have thousands of people of color elected to local, state, and federal offices. We have millions of people of color who are very successful in business and in government. And so what in the hell are they talking about? And so the notion of teaching kids to hate, it's horrible, folks. It's got to stop. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. For the second, we're laughing because we just had an off-air conversation that was pretty funny. But anyway, second half of our show today, if you need to get to me, just go to CEOBusinessMind.com, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and you can take a look at blog postings that are informational going back years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some job openings we might have, which at the moment we don't have any because we just filled the one position that we did have open, director of business development. We hired a really smart woman and who's going to be taking that job shortly, so I feel good about that. If you're interested in my political ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com, look for the box that says subscribe. Same process, fill in your information, and if you do that, you'll get my blog postings pretty much every day. I can't resist. There's so much to write on. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, just go to ParagonHomeResources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Click on it. Fill in your information. You can check out my blog postings, typically home-related. But in addition to that, if you need to move anywhere in the United States, this is the commercial, folks. If you need to move anywhere in the United States, we can help you sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards if you work through us. We can help you get a mortgage. We can help you move your household goods. We can help you do donate and discard. We do it all. And in addition, if you happen to have a loved one, a senior citizen, who needs to be in a senior community, we can help you. We can help you with choosing a senior community. We have relationships with the best senior communities all over the United States. And so we can help you find a community that's right for your loved one. If you've missed any of my shows and you can't live without my pearls of wisdom, you can just go to TalkZone.com. And all of my podcasts are there. You can take a look. You can listen to any of the weeks that you might have missed. So, again, I want to talk about inflation, folks, because inflation is killing average Americans. You know, I don't know, was it a couple of months ago where I talked about, you know, the misery index? Only in this case, the misery index was you took a price of a gallon of gasoline and you combined it with the price of a pound of bacon, right? And if it was over $10, then you knew you were in deep crap trouble, right? Well, of course, now we have gas in some places like California approaching $7 a gallon. Average these days is around $5 a gallon. A pound of bacon can be anywhere from $7, $8, or $9 a pound. So obviously we're way over the $10 that's my misery index, folks. And it's going to get worse because Joe Biden has really screwed up this country from the day he took office and he struck down that Keystone Pipeline and he stopped the drilling in Alaska and he stopped the drilling offshore in the Gulf. We finally had reached energy sufficiency or whatever. We were exporting energy and now we're energy dependent again. Biden has to go begging Saudi Arabia, begging Iran, begging Venezuela to start pumping more oil. Folks, we have more oil and gas in the United States, including Alaska, than any other country in the world. We don't need to be buying energy of any kind, oil or gas, from any other country in the world. We can be completely self-sufficient, except that we have a feckless president who is on the beach in Delaware destroying our country. Folks, inflation is completely tied to the cost of energy. Wind and solar cannot power a modern industrial economy. The technology is not there. The key to the future is natural gas, especially, and nuclear, and we still have to use oil, gasoline, to power our cars. Now, it's true that all energy sources need to be cheaper, need to be cleaner, and need to be safer. But cheap energy is the key to a thriving economy. And so this inflation that we're experiencing, I don't know if you filled up a tank lately. Now, the good news is a lot of employees, including ours, are working from home these days. So they don't have to commute to an office, which is saving them a tremendous amount of money. Because 2 years ago, they would have been commuting to one of our offices. They would have been going through a tank of gas a week, maybe more, depending on where they lived. And it would be costing them $100, $150 to fill up a tank of gas based on what's going on here. So Biden, you know, I get the feeling, you know, that there's this story that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, what people sometimes don't realize is that Nero started the fire. And so what we have here is Biden fiddling at the beach while the country is burning. But he started the fire, for God's sakes. He's the one who started the fire. He's the reason people can't buy the food they need. You know, I love Boar's Head sweet sliced ham, and God knows I can afford it. But they've priced me out of the market, folks. It used to be $10 a pound, roughly. It's now $15 a pound. I won't pay $15 for a pound of ham. I told my wife, well, that's it. We're buying ham at Costco. It's good enough for me. I just had a ham sandwich today. It was fine. It's 3 pounds for $8.70. That's it. And we bought roast beef at Costco. It was $8.70 a pound, you know, sliced roast beef. Again, if you bought the Boar's Head, it would be $15 a pound. Look, people start to make economic choices. Where you would have bought steak, you don't buy steak anymore. It's too expensive. You're buying pork, or you're buying chicken, or you're eating hot dogs. Or, you know, I said to people, I wrote a LinkedIn, I said, make pasta fagioli. And for those of you who aren't Italian, if you don't know what pasta fagioli is, it's pasta with a tomato basil sauce, and you make it with cannoli beans or any kind of white beans, lima beans, northern beans, whatever, and it's delicious, and it gives you protein. Put in some fresh basil, and you got a delicious meal for maybe, oh God, a couple of bucks, maybe $3 to feed an entire family. So folks, we're going to have to get creative because Biden's killing us. This inflation we're experiencing, 8% or more, it's really more than 8%. I look at the things I buy and I look at, well, what did it cost me a year ago? And what is it costing me today? A year ago, I was paying, what, $2.50 maybe for a gallon of gas. And now in Nevada, I'm paying close to $6. If I happen to be in California, I'm paying close to $7. Arizona is about $6. Now, Texas is a little cheaper. It's probably about $4, $4.50 in Texas. But a year ago, we were paying $2.50. Before Biden took over, the average price of a gallon of gas when Trump was president was $1.87 for regular gas, $1.87. Today, it's at least $4. In some areas, it's $6. Biden has done this. He's killing the American people. And let's be clear here, folks. Inflation hurts the poor and the middle class, especially lower middle class, the most. Because at the end of the day, they're having to pick and choose between gasoline and food or types of food. And then there's the infant formula mess. You know, we had to go score some infant formula this week to send it to our kids in Texas because they could not buy the infant formula that they need for their baby who's about 9 or 10 months old. They still need a couple more months of formula. So we just mailed them some formula that we were able to score. This is like when you couldn't get toilet paper. Now we're running out looking for infant formula because parents with infants are desperate for formula. Biden knew about this 6 months ago. They knew they were going to have a problem. You know, the one plant they closed down that was Abbott Labs produced 40%. It was Similac. They produced 40% of the formula in our country. One plant. And they shut it down. And then they have no plan B. And so these poor parents, and not only that, it's incredibly expensive to buy this formula. And so like one big container is $50, you know. So anyway, we scored 3 containers so we could send it to our son and his wife for their baby in Texas because they couldn't get any. They haven't been able to buy infant formula. And so I'm thinking, I went to the Soviet Union in 1974 when I was 24 years old, and I saw the bread lines. I saw the poverty. I saw that people couldn't buy meat. You know, I lived through Jimmy Carter, where we had to wait hours in a gas line to buy gas because there were shortages. And I'm seeing Jimmy Carter too. It's like a nightmare. I'm living through Jimmy Carter all over again. And thank God Ronald Reagan came along and solved the problem. But here we go again. We have Jimmy Carter in office all over again. We'll take a break and be back with more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
Okay, folks, this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the fourth and final segment of our show today. I want to talk about the stock market. This is a business show, and we're starting to see incredible volatility in the stock market because I don't know if we're going into a recession or not. I know that as the Feds raise interest rates, there is an opportunity to go into a recession. And as interest rates go up, the stock market goes down. Why? Because people can invest in treasury bills, treasury notes, or CDs, and, you know, get 3 or 4% or whatever they're getting, depending on the length of the CD. And so when people can go to safer investments, they pull their money out of the stock market and they put their money into what would be safer investments. I think, and I'm seeing it, that one of the reasons we see the incredible inflation in the real estate market, and we'll see how long this goes on, is because people are taking money out of the stock market and putting it into real estate, believing that real estate is a safer investment. At least with real estate, presumably you can live in the house or you can rent the house, you know, and get rental income. And since there is a housing shortage, you're probably going to do okay. You're probably going to be able to raise rents. And so we see this incredible volatility in the stock market. And I'm saying to all of you out there, please be careful. Please make sure you're well diversified. Please make sure you've got a good mix of stocks and bonds and maybe gold or silver certificates, because you need that mix to weather the storm. Some elements of the market are going to be up, other elements are going to be down, but hopefully, you know, when you net out your entire portfolio, and I don't care if you've got $50,000 in the market or $50 million in the market, the same principles apply. You want to be well diversified. You don't want to be in really risky stocks right now because clearly we're seeing volatility. You know, the market has gone from, I think we were at about 36,000 when Biden took office or so, we're down to, I think, about 32,000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Dow, which is really just the combination of about 30 stocks, I think. You just add them up, and that's how you get to the numbers that we're talking about. But I think particularly for people who are either retired or within 5 years of retirement, you should not be in risky investments, folks. Because at the end of the day, you're going to need that money in retirement. And, you know, to the extent that we have this incredible inflation going on right now, you're going to need that money to live. You're certainly not going to live on Social Security, I can tell you that. I mean, my wife and I both get Social Security, but it's a very small part of what it takes for us to live a decent life. Even though I get the maximum, my wife gets half of mine, but it's certainly not enough for us to live for the rest of our lives. And who even knows if it's going to be there 10 years from now for how badly the government seems to be mismanaging everything. So When you look at your stock market portfolio and you work with your stockbroker or whoever you work with, just make sure that you're in very, very diversified investments. You're not too exposed to anything risky, you know, and this stuff needs to be age appropriate. You know, if you're young, you have time for the market to recover. If you're older and you're near, let's say, 5 years to retirement, you don't have time for the market to recover, because you're going to need that money at 65 or 70 years old to supplement whatever it is your Social Security or any other pension monies that you might have are. And so you can't be in real risky investments. Now, I'm a big believer in real estate. For the most part, I've done very well with real estate, with basically one exception, where when the market collapsed, we had invested in an office building in Chicago, and the market collapsed, and we couldn't rent the building. We took about a $2 million loss when we sold the building, but it's the only real estate investment in my life that I've actually lost money on. So I'm a big believer in real estate. I like rental properties. I own several. I have owned several over the years. And for the most part, they've done very well. I've only had a couple of tenants, frankly, that were a nightmare in many, many years, because we're very, very careful who we rent to. And so, you know, we don't, you know, we require a credit report. We make sure that we're not renting to people that, you know, have financial issues or problems, because they'll become your problems, I can guarantee you. And so I've only had a couple of renters in probably 30 years that I would call problem renters, because we're just very careful, you know, who we rent to. So, you know, if you're looking at what you're going to need in retirement, folks. And look, at the end of the day, it's true. All of us, I could die tomorrow. Who knows? I could have a heart attack. I could drop dead and it'd be all gone. On the other hand, if I'm very unlucky, I could live to be 100. I hope not, because I know what being 100 looks like and it ain't pretty. I don't want to live quite that long, but certainly I could live to be 90 or maybe 95. We have pretty good genetics in our family. And my family tends to live a pretty good life, unless, of course, I get hit by a bus or, you know, some terrible accident occurs. But you have to assume that you're going to live 20 years after you retire. And if you live less, then fine, you have money, your family has money, your wife or husband has money. But you have to have enough money, maybe, to go 20 years. Now, it is true, as you get older, you're not going to be doing all the things that you did before. However, what is going to kick in is you're going to have more healthcare expenses, because at the end of the day, even if you're on Medicare, you're probably going to have to pay a little more when you have surgery. You know, your copays, your deductibles, they're going to continue to go up with inflation. So you have to assume that the money you would have spent on going on a trip or a cruise or something in a given year as you get older, you're probably going to spend in medical expenses one way or the other. You may need home care. You may need somebody to come into your home to help out when you can't do things for yourself. Eventually, you may need to move into senior living. And I have to tell you right now, a nice senior community is going to cost between $4,000 and $6,000 a month, depending on the level of care you need. And in some locations, it could be much more than that. Certainly in the high-cost locations, it could be between $6,000 and $10,000 a month. You could move into a group home. That's less expensive if you ever needed care. But the point is, what's your plan? What I'm saying to people that are my age, you know, in late 60s, early 70s, what is your plan? Where is this all going? What would happen if you and your wife or husband are together? What happens if one of you dies? How is the other one going to be cared for? Where is the other one going to live? Are you close to family members so that if something does happen, you've got someone that can step in and help out? And so, folks, you kind of have to look at this, and I look at the stock market right now, and it scares me, because I know what goes up can come down, always does. Now, will it come back? The answer is yes, but can you or do you have the time to weather the storm? Because if you have to sell in a panic in a down market, you're going to lose a lot of money, and so you can't be invested. I like to say to people, don't put the grocery money in the stock market, because it may not be there. At the end of the day, you may find that, you know, you're in a down market and you need money, and now you'd be forced to sell, and then you're forced to take the loss. You know, whenever we've experienced a down market, and I've gone through three of them in my lifetime, I've never sold stock in a down market. I've always hung on, and it's always come back. If you own quality, Now, if you own junk, then you own junk, and it's probably not going to come back. But if you own quality to start with, even if the market fluctuates, there's a pretty good chance that given enough time, a year, two, three, sometimes five, the market will come back, and you'll be just fine. But you got to be able to weather the storm. So maybe this is an opportunity to kind of take a hard look at your life and ask the question, do I have enough money to live 20 more years? I'm 65. Do I have enough money to live 20 more years? Now, it is true that when you end up with nothing, if you end up in senior living or senior community or nursing home, 65% of the people today that are in nursing homes, it's paid for by Medicaid because they virtually have nothing. And the way that works is you turn over your Social Security, whatever it is, they give you a few bucks, and then they pay whatever the expenses are for you to be in that nursing home. But, you know, you're not going to have, it's not going to be the Taj Mahal. You're not going to be living at the Ritz, I can tell you that. It's going to be very basic. But on the other hand, if you have nothing and you don't have any other choices and your family can't take care of you because they don't have the means to care for you, it may be the only option if you get to the point where you've exhausted all of your funds. I know my mom was in a really nice senior community for 7 years, and she was down to her last $131,000. She could have gone another 2 years probably before she died. And my brother said to me, well, what are we going to do when mother runs out of money? And I said, well, when mother runs out of money, she's going to qualify for Medicaid. And, you know, he said, well, won't we have to step in? I said, no, she will qualify for Medicaid because she will have gone through all of her assets. And at that point, the government would be paying for her senior care or her nursing home care or whatever it would have been. So, folks, watch the stock market. These are volatile times. We're out of time, folks, so just join us next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.